coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
I lie down in the land of prosperity. I'm right there. Say, I'm there.
I'm there.
Now, see, you got to get this straight. You're not saying these things so that they will happen. This ought to be your synesis. You understand? This should be your understanding. This should be your revelation. This is the contemplation of your spirit. These are the thoughts, the ideas that you play with. This is where you reason. I can't think another way. Are you hearing me? I can't think failure. I can't think failure. I'm fashioned differently through the Word of God. My thinking processes have been completely altered through the Word. It's not possible for me to think fear. I can't think fear. I can't think failure. It just doesn't resonate with me. My way of thinking cannot accommodate failure. It doesn't. I'm explaining to you my way of life. I can't think failure. You understand? You know, maybe what? I see life in one direction only. And that's what I share with you. You see, because such things don't come by themselves. They come through your meditation on the Word of God. You give yourself to the Word of God. You live in the Word of God. All right? You live in the Word of God. And you let the Word dominate your thinking. That's the way. Hallelujah. That's the way. You let the Word of God run you, run your mind, run you every day. Fill yourself with just those thoughts of God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, just for the records, turn to chapter 15 of the book of Joshua and see whether or not he achieved what he said he'd do. You there? Chapter 15. We read from verse 13. And unto Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a part among the children of Judah, according to the commandment of the Lord to Joshua, even the city of Arba, the father of Anak, which city is Hebron. Hebron was given to Caleb. Verse 14. Read it, one, two, go. He took it. He drove them out. He drove out the giants. He did. As he said he would. The land belonging to the father of the Anakims Hebron was given to Caleb. And he said, if the Lord be with me, I'll drive out the giants. And he drove out the three sons. Now, those three sons were not the only giants in the land. Anak himself had passed on. It was now his three sons that were the leaders of the giants. And Caleb took care of them. Send them out. Say, I'll send out the giants. Say it again, I'll send out the giants.
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 See, think like a Christian. If you think like that, the whole world is yours. Because he gave the world to Abraham and his seed. And you are the seed of Abraham. You are the seed of Abraham. So the world belongs to you. And it's only with this kind of thinking that you win. You know, I feel it when I see sometimes even young people, you know, with certain kinds of sicknesses or ailments that affect them. They can't continue with their education or go to work. Something has happened to them. You know, a whole life being wasted. No, 1,000 times no. No. Say no to failure.
No failure.
Yeah, no. 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 No, no to failure. All kinds of failure. Whether failure of failure in the job, failure in your academics, or failure in your body, failure of your systems. What kind of failure? Any kind of failure. No to failure. Say that. Heart failure, lung failure, kidney failure. No to all those failures. Business failure, job failure. Doesn't matter whatever kind of failure. I refuse to fail. Hallelujah. You still there? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God forevermore. Glory to God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Pawtucket Zone 3, 82 Psychiatric Road, Rumorosi, Pawtucket. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m., Fridays, 6 p.m. prayer service. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.